Cuba has long drilled for oil, but has never produced enough for itself. However, the U.S. Geological Survey estimates there may be up to 6 billion barrels of oil reserves offshore, enough to meet all of Cuba's needs and more. So far, Cuba's state-run oil company has been unable to tap them. A Spanish energy company now wants to drill an exploratory well early next year in Cuban waters. And as NPR's Greg Allen reports, several other international oil companies are expected to follow.
Repsol is a Spanish company with long experience in deep water drilling. Last year, it successfully sank a well more than 6.5 miles down on the floor of the Gulf of Mexico. In 2004, Repsol drilled its first exploratory well off Cuba's northern coast. Now the company says it will drill a second well in the same area early next year. Jorge Piñon is a former Shell and Amoco executive, now a research fellow at Miami's Florida International University. I asked him if Repsol is going back for more, does that mean the oil is there?
Yes, we assume that it is, because a company like Repsol is a company that is not going to go through an exercise like this, talking about a $45 to $50 million expenditure, if they didn't have a good expectation that there is going to be oil.
Repsol isn't saying much about its plans, other than to confirm that we'll use a deep water rig currently being assembled in China, and that it's partnering in the project with Norwegian and Indian energy companies. Because of the long-standing U.S. trade embargo, U.S. companies are banned from any participation in Cuban oil production, onshore or off. That worries David Guggenheim, and he has nothing to do with the oil industry. He's a marine researcher and senior fellow with the Ocean Foundation. The oil well may be in Cuban waters, he says, but with the loop current and the Gulf Stream, a spill would quickly become a U.S. problem.
The modeling studies that they've performed predict that 90% of an oil spill would end up in U.S. waters, in the Florida Keys and up the east coast of Florida and the U.S. And I think all of this underscores the importance of having a dialogue between the United States and Cuba on this issue.
Next month, a group from the Houston-based International Association of Drilling Contractors is traveling to Havana to discuss best practices, environmental protection, and safety procedures with Cuban officials. Jorge Piñon says through legislation or an executive order, U.S. companies could be allowed to respond to an oil spill in Cuban waters. But it's important those measures be adopted now, before a spill occurs.
So that the oil companies operating in Cuba can pick up the phone and, in short notice, have the equipment, personnel, and other resources necessary in Cuba in order to suppress an oil spill before it hits Key West or South Beach.
Along with Repsol, at least 7 other international energy companies have purchased oil leases off Cuba's northern coast, some just 60 miles away from Key West. Piñon says he and others close to the industry are not asking that U.S. companies be allowed to take part in Cuban drilling, just cleanup. But if oil production takes off in Cuban waters, that's likely to change. John Kavulik is senior policy advisor to the U.S.-Cuba Trade and Economic Council.
U.S. companies will definitely put pressure on the U.S. Congress and on the White House to, at minimum, allow the oil companies to access information, to have meetings, and if they can't directly contract, perhaps contract as a subcontractor.
That would mean easing the U.S. trade embargo, a touchy subject. And there's another way in which Cuba's new offshore oil production may have a profound impact on the U.S. If a mini drilling boom gets underway in the Atlantic off Cuba and eventually the Bahamas, pressure will build to lift the ban on drilling in U.S. waters near the coast of Florida. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.